I am privileged, and I mean this sincerely. This is not a, you know, I'm very facetious about a lot of things. I make jokes about a lot of things, but I am privileged to be able to cover the Carolina Hurricanes for a lot of reasons. One, I get to talk to a lot of these guys. I don't know, we're not friends, but I know how good the people are in that locker room who play. And then I get to, do you have the clip, Victoria? I get the chance to see stuff like this on a regular basis.
Now a chance for a break. Ronta comes all the way out to play away from Millsap. And then Ronta, Mercy gets across. He's still got to get to the blue paint. The Canes somehow survived that. And Ronta in the middle of it all. Oh, Auntie Ronta is having himself a highlight reel night.
It was a mess. Mike Maniscalco, the voice of the Hurricanes. I'm on the fifth floor watching this going, wow. And Auntie Ronta joins us here on the Adam Gold Show. How you feeling today, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
So have you seen the video of that yet?
Yeah, I think probably 20, 30 times already. So, you know, there's been back and forth thinking what happened there. But, you know, it's just the pure instincts and good thing that the puck stayed out of the net.
You made two saves on it. I don't know if you get credit for the first one. You should get credit for the second one because I don't know if it was on net or not because it was above the faceoff circle and so were you. Just what did I have so many questions about this. Did some of the players, do you laugh when that whole sequence finally calms down? Did anybody skate past you just like chuckling?
Yeah, I think guys were probably first they were shocked at what's going on in the bench, but you know, obviously when things got calmed down a little bit, I think that was probably when they saw the replay, that's when the laughing starts and like that. But you know, as a goalie, you're so into the game and you know, you kind of just try to keep your focus into the game and don't get your emotions get too high. So you just try to focus on what's going to happen next. But yeah, obviously after the game, you have a laugh in the locker room and you know, you watch the coach's face and they're like, what's going on now? So, you know, just one of those nights where things are bouncing in your way and you know, you make a Superman jump and it just hits your stick and you know, everything is going your way. So just happy to be able to keep the puck out of the net.
I was listening to your post game interview in the locker room. We're doing the post game show, so we aired that, and I appreciated the fact that you understand this is entertainment and the fans want to be entertained. And you, that was supremely entertaining. So from the fans' perspective, thank you for that. What was going through your...
Yeah, absolutely.
What was going through your head when you just started coming out of the net at that?
Well, you see, the Buffalo, they drove the high flip and you kind of tried to see where the puck is bouncing. And, you know, when the puck bounced first time, I was like, okay, like, you know, I think I have to go there. And then when you start taking the first two steps and you're like, oh no, like the guy is way too close to the puck. Like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And then, you know, then it's just pretty much instinct. You just in a half a second, you just decide what to do. And you see their guy is pretty much getting the puck. So you just try to poke check and try to get that puck out of his stick. And, mm-hmm. and then, you know, then the puck bounces to the boards and there's another guy and you're just like, oh no, like this is not a good thing. But yeah, then just, you know, just try to draw something on the box way and try to keep it out of the net. And then it's just a battle. And, you know, I think Brady Shea was doing a good job in covering the net. And, you know, we were laughing after the game. He was like, I think I was doing a good job at the net. Like I was in my stance and my stance was really good and like that. So yeah, it's all fun after the game, but you know, obviously it's a great thing that it went this way and not went to the net. Cause then it wouldn't be so much fun to talk about it.
We wouldn't be laughing as much, but it was still a sight to see. Auntie Ronta is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. On a serious note, and I've probably had more conversations with you about kids than we have hockey, and I don't mean that I just always seems like whenever you and I talk, we're talking about, I know your kids are involved in all sorts of activities, and my son is as well. But I'm curious, this it's not really opportunity. I guess it's opportunity, but bad circumstances with Frederik Andersen getting the diagnosis that he's got a blood clotting issue. This puts a lot of responsibility, stuff that you're already willing and able to handle, but a lot of responsibility on you and Pyotr Kochetkov to kind of, fill the void. What are your thoughts on how this is all shaking out?
Yeah, obviously, shocking news pretty much when we heard that Freddie has the health issues, and then obviously the first thing is just, hoping that everything goes well with Freddie, but obviously, the games keeps coming, and it's just I think the mindset pretty much stays for me the same. Like, obviously when Freddie is healthy and when he's playing good, you know that he's playing probably a little bit more, and he's the number one guy. So, now it's just, just focusing and just working hard in the practice and getting ready for the games. And whenever it's your turn to play, you try to give your best and give the guys a chance to win. And that's pretty much all what it's going to be now in next game when that comes. You just focus on one game at a time and don't get too ahead of yourself, because that's usually when you start thinking too much, and that's not when you're playing best.
Yeah, I mean, how do you explain losing yourself in the game? Because when you think, you slow down, right? I've coached youth level kids a lot, and when you think about things, you're moving slower, because you're not just reacting naturally. So how do you kind of lose yourself in the game?
Yeah, sometimes you might start you're overthinking about, like, what the player is going to do. You're not like trusting your position, or you start thinking what he's going to do, like if he's going to shoot or pass, and then you start like sinking in a little bit also in your crease. You're not that aggressive anymore. You're not like purely playing the puck. You're like trying to stay two steps ahead of what's going to happen, and that's pretty much what happens. You start getting slower, and you're not reacting anymore. You just almost like start hoping that something's going to happen, and then when that doesn't happen, then you're pretty much out of the game, out of the place. So it's pretty much inside your head always. Like, it's the mental aspect on this game. You just have to stay in the moment. Whatever happens, then you just have to go with it. Like, that's what we tried to do before the game. We talked with the goalie coaches and that mental preparation, before the game. You just go out there and you trust your own thing, and then you just play the game. And when that doesn't happen, obviously you're not playing your best. So just try to stay in the moment and just do your things. What got you in this place, and then just play the game.
Antti Raanta is joining us here. A couple of more quick things, and then we'll let you go. By the way, you were certainly out on top of your crease in the third period, late in the third period. The crease could be very, very big. You were certainly out on top of it. The team for the first six games allowed 30 goals, and in the last seven, you guys have allowed 14. What do you think the biggest factors are for things just tightening up all over the place?
Yeah, I think, it's not normal, but I think, early in the season, there's always different things what happens. And, now we got a couple new guys in the team, and obviously then we got a couple injuries and like that, and pretty much played one game at home and went to the road trip. And as a goalie, I felt like I didn't do my part. I was, soft goals, like kind of where you were overthinking things and you weren't playing your best. And then it's just, pucks just find a way to go in, and you couldn't make those timely saves what keep your team in the game and like that. So I think it was just kind of pretty much the early season, and you know, everyone is trying to find their spot again and like that. And, you know, obviously we've been talking a lot about our defense and what we want to do and like that. And, you know, it now it starts to look more and more what we all about. And I think it's just, you know, everyone is taking the steps on the right direction now. And we're playing better as a five man group on the ice. And mm-hmm. I think goalies are also making those timely saves now. So that's the big difference.
Yeah. I mean, what you did obviously late in the third period, but there were other saves during the game. Peyton Krebs, you may not remember the player, but Peyton Krebs and Kyle Okposo, sometimes they hit you with the puck and sometimes you have to get in position to be hit with the puck. And I thought there were some tremendous things last night. One quick thing. I know you guys are going back out on the road because you haven't been out on the road enough lately. So you have two more road games this weekend, down in Florida. But then home for the most part, the rest of the month. So, as somebody who is not a native here of the United States, are you a Thanksgiving guy?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, obviously it's always, I think the Black Friday is the bigger thing than the Thanksgiving for our family. But, you know, I think most of the parts of this is my 11th year now in the U.S. So, I think I've been on the road pretty much if I would say 7 times out of 10 years, I've been on the road for Thanksgiving. So, you know, we've been having the team dinners and like that, so you get a little feeling of it. So, you know, I think this year we're actually going to have a day off for the whole Thanksgiving, so that's going to be special. So, you know, maybe do something with the family and maybe get some Finnish Thanksgiving going on or something like that. So, you know, it's going to be fun, and obviously it's a great day to have, and you know, you really start appreciating it more and more when you live here longer.
What would Finnish Thanksgiving be? We have a turkey here. Wouldn't be turkey. We had a commercial here where Jussi Jokinen was cooking reindeer in the parking lot. What would a Finnish Thanksgiving? It was a great commercial. It was a dynamite commercial. What would a Finnish Thanksgiving centerpiece be?
Yeah, maybe that wouldn't be a bad idea. Maybe bring a little reindeer, but I don't know. Yeah, maybe we try to go with the U.S. style and bring the turkey to the table. But yeah, it's always funny. Christmas table, we always bring ham on the table. Yeah. So, you know, it might be maybe a little ham and maybe a little turkey and Thanksgiving to kind of get you see yourself ready for the Christmas time also. So, yeah, we'll see. I have to talk with my wife and you know, other Finns what they want to do. But maybe we go with the traditional U.S. style and bring the turkey in.
All right. Well, Black Friday. Good luck on Black Friday. And I appreciate your time. Antti Raanta here on the Adam Gold Show. Have a good time down in the Sunshine State. And we'll see you when you get back.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You got it. Antti Raanta here on the Adam Gold Show. Such a dad. We go right to Black Friday. That's the important thing. Because Black Friday's already started. It has. I'm telling you. Black Friday deals online have already started. That is tremendous.